Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello. Welcome to Forever 35,
a podcast.
Are we singing this intro?
We're singing it.
It's a podcast about the things. This is going to embarrass me when I play it back later.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
Well, it's a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. And I'm Kate Shouldn't Sing Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
But we are two friends who like to sing a lot about serums. Don't know why I did that.
But I do like, after almost a year of doing this show, instead of talking about serums, we're now just singing about them.
Yeah, we're writing songs about them.
This is going to be a musical podcast.
Yeah. Sorry, haters. we're the Scrubs of podcasts now.
The cop rock of podcasts.
Totally.
And this is kind of a special episode.
This is a special episode.
Because we're jumping right in.
We sure are. We know that the holidays are coming right up. They're right around the old corner. Hanukkah is super early this year.
It's very early this year.
It starts December 2nd. So I hope you all are ready. So we decided to do a gift guide. And all of this stuff is going to be on our website. So, you know, you can get all the links there. But we chose some of our fave items from a variety of different areas and a variety of different people to buy for. And I'm really excited about this.
I am too. This was really fun to put together.
It was so fun to put together.
And it was fun seeing like what you added and then what I would throw in.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that we do talk about pets, and Dori made very clear that we need to represent cats as well as dogs.
And look, I am not a cat person.
No, not at
but,
all.
You know, I felt like they needed to be represented. So I just sent Kate a text that said, what are some great cat gifts? I also asked my friend Emily, and she was like, I don't know, treats, vet insurance. No one wants to get cats gifts. This is a thing.
Cats don't appreciate gifts.
I guess that's
true. They take what they want.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, we will get to the pet section, and you might also be able to figure out some of the things that Kate chose and some of the things that I chose.
This is going to be a true journey into our psyche.
Indeed. Okay, so we wanted to just start things off with beauty and skincare.
Because that is technically what we're here to talk
totally.
About.
Totally. So whether you are treating yourself this holiday season, or you have a friend or a family member that you want to get some beauty skincare stuff, here are our selects.
Here's our picks. Okay, one, a Beauty Box subscription.
This is literally the gift that keeps on giving.
Which I might have to dabble. My sister-in-law listens to this podcast. Megan, if you're listening and you want a Beauty Box subscription, let me know, because I'm tempted to get you one. So we have recommendations from our listeners.
Yes. Whenever this comes up in the Facebook group, the two that seem to be the most popular are the Allure and the Sephora boxes. So those are our suggestions. The Allure one is $15 a month and the Sephora one is $10 a month.
Yeah. So depending on your price point.
Yeah.
But people rave about both
people
of those.
Rave about both of those. I think I'm going to be getting at least one of them for someone. Won't say who, but just putting it out there.
Whoa, what if it's me?
What if it is? Don't get it for yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God, this could change my life. I actually think that we should subscribe to these.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, this should be on our intention list for 2019.
Totally.
So the next thing we have are a couple sets that you can get at Sephora. The first one is the Tatcha Best Sellers set. It's $60. And it includes some products that we personally enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
It has the Camellia Cleansing Oil.
My absolute fave cleansing oil of all time.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, like, it really is. It's so nice.
I do also very much like it.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It comes with a polished classic rice enzyme powder, which I also love.
Really like that too.
I like it too.
It's a gentle exfoliant.
And it lasts a long time. Mm-hmm. You kind of shake out just a teeny bit of this rice powder and it ends up just washing your whole face.
Yeah, you get it a little wet and then you rub it on your face.
And it feels very clean. It's very nice.
And I've also heard from people who have very sensitive skin that it is great for them. They don't get irritated by it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, so then there's one of my faves, the water cream.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I freaking love the Tatcha water cream.
You love
cream.
The Tatcha water cream. Yep, what can we say?
There's nothing more to say.
No.
And then something I have not tried.
Same.
The Luminous Dewy Skin Mist.
It sounds great, though.
I've stared at it and wanted to buy it.
Mm.
Maybe I'll get this kit.
Are you dropping a hint?
What if this whole episode is just me subtly suggesting you don't have to buy me anything for the holidays, number one. But two, were you to buy
Send everything to post office box. I'm just kidding.
Kate Spencer. So then this was one I added. It's a little pricier, but it's the Drunk Elephant The Littles. And this has all the Drunk Elephant hits in tiny, cute little travel size containers. Mm-hmm. So it's got the jelly cleanser, the C Firma Day Serum, which is what I'm currently using, the B Hydra Intensive Hydration Serum, the Marula Luxury Face Oil, which Dory and I both have, the Frambois Glycolic Night Serum, which I love and regret not purchasing. Someday, another hint for Dory. And then the Retro Whipped Cream, which I've tried and is amazing,
which I'm wearing right now.
Oh, are you really?
Because mm-hmm. I got a little it was like a 100-point sample at Sephora a couple months ago, and I just got it and I use it in my gym bag.
I really like it. I've tried the sample.
Yeah,
and
nice.
I haven't bit the bullet. And then there's their Umbra Sheer Physical Defense SPF 30.
And also I have gotten the facial oil and the night serum as their own little set for like that. And that is cheap. That is like $27 and you get a decent size of each one.
I should also add their complex eye serum also comes in that kit.
Mm-hmm,
Another thing I want to point out as we're going through the story, these could also be gifts you ask for, our listeners.
Oh, totally. These can go on your wish list.
Yeah. These don't need to be. Let's make it all about us.
Yeah.
Shall we, everybody?
So, of course, we had to put the ice roller on the gift list.
Look,
if you are not ice rolling yet, what are you doing?
Why are you even here?
Why are you here?
It's $11.99.
It, you know what? It's a great stocking stuffer for those of you who celebrate Christmas.
Yeah. I would love like a cute skincare stocking just stuffed with like maybe like travel size things. Mm,
again, a hint. I see.
Sorry.
Should we just have Anthony listen to this whole episode?
Oh my God. Oh boy. This is something I would buy for you as a new bath taker, the Lush bath bombs.
Mm.
Now, anytime we talk about baths, a listener writes in to encourage us to go the Lush bath bomb route.
Because these are sort of considered the creme de la creme of bath bombs.
They are the icon.
They're iconic bath bombs.
They're the Barbra Streisand, the Beyonce.
Okay. Here is my issue with bath bombs. And I've said this before, but it's just like, I'm going to pay $10 every time I take a bath.
Some of them are $4.95 at Lush.
Okay, but even that seems like a bath tax.
but you would pay, but a sheet mask is another activity you would do. And those can be upwards to $5 to $10. I mean, most often they're a little cheaper.
Yeah.
Now, I know you might be thinking, oh, but they're doing stuff to my face. But for some people...
Yeah, all right.
The body skin is where it's at.
I hear what you're saying, Kate. They also come, they have some nice gift sets too of bath bombs.
I would just say look at Lush.
Look at Lush.
If you have a bath fiend in your life.
Totally.
Like you can't go wrong.
Like Jasmine Guillory. Everyone should just send Jasmine Guillory some bath bombs.
Honestly, some bath bombs.
So the last thing in our beauty skincare category is the Fenty Beauty Matchsticks Trio, which come in four different shades, light, medium, tan, and deep. And each one comes with three different sticks, one to conceal, one to contour, and one to highlight.
I want this.
Yeah, this seemed like a really nice way to get some Fenty in your life, to get some contouring in your life, to get some highlighting. Like, it's just a really nice set. So that's another rec from us.
Big Fenty fans over here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Should we move on to our next category?
Moving on to our next section titled books.
We love books.
In case you haven't heard.
So, you know, it was tough to come up with some, with just a few books for this holiday season, but we managed it.
And these are all books that we personally have read and well, I own the Michelle Obama Becoming book. I haven't started reading it yet.
Yeah, I haven't read it yet.
But that
either.
Is the first on our list.
It is.
And I've heard the audiobook is fantastic.
Oh, that could be a good gift.
Yes, I've heard that about Michelle Obama's book and also Busy Phillips's book, which is also on this list. So book recommendation number one, Becoming by Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
As you may have seen in my Instagram stories, Michelle Obama was signing copies of her book at my local Costco, and I ran into my car and drove there and just passed her motorcade. I didn't get to meet her.
Damn.
But I bought the book. Anyway, sad right. story. Second on the list is Jasmine Guillory's book, The Proposal.
Great gift.
I mean, if you have a romance lover in your life, mm-hmm. this is a great one.
Yeah. You could even get both of her books for someone who hasn't read them yet.
Oh, that would be a great little care pack. And then maybe some bath bombs.
Mm-hmm. Just a Jasmine Guillory gift set.
This episode's very focused on Jasmine. Jasmine, we're sending you
we do love your Jasmine.
Books and some bath bombs. I love The Proposal. It's just a great feel-good romance. It's very sexy. It's really cute. The characters are super likable. It's just, and it takes place in LA, so it's a yeah. lot of fun, kind of cozy LA references. It's just great. Dory, I added another romance book that I just finished
okay.
that I love.
Hit me.
It's The Kiss Quotient by Helen Huang. It is so good.
Ooh,
I loved okay. it. I had seen it recommended everywhere, and I devoured it very quickly.
Great.
So for my romance fiends, that's a good one.
And then you also recommended Busy Phillips's book.
I also just finished Busy Phillips's memoir, This Will Only Hurt a Little, which I found to be really interesting. It's very raw. It's mm-hmm, very honest. Mm-hmm. I read it very quickly. If you have a pop culture fan in your house, I think they'll enjoy it. I find Busy Phillips to be a really interesting storyteller. She's got a lot of good stories from her Hollywood life. And yeah, I recommend it. Dory, another book that I love.
Yes.
That I might be getting for somebody in my family is Samin Nosrat's Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat.
Mm.
I mean, also, the Netflix show is amazing.
Yes.
And I have the book, and it's so good. It's like a great combination of recipes, but also just kind of like a passionate philosophical journey.
She's so cool.
Loving food. So freaking cool.
So cool. Yeah. And then we also have Chrissy Teigen's Cravings on here.
I also just got that, and I really like the recipes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very charming book.
She's charming. I find her very charming.
I do too.
Yeah.
Chrissy, call us.
And then I couldn't let a books gift guide go by without recommending Jacqueline Winspear's Maisie Dobbs series.
It was in the Google Doc as you were at your home typing that out. I just saw like the words appear on my screen, and I had a gentle chuckle to myself.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nice thing to buy as a set.
All 12.
Or yeah, how many are there now? 14? Something crazy.
Just buy somebody you love a million Maisie Dobbs.
Yes,
books.
Do it.
I will say, and I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but we've had so many incredible authors on this mm-hmm. podcast. And having done that, we've read all their books, and they're all freaking fantastic.
Yeah, so if you need more suggestions, just go back through our guest list.
Oh my God. Samantha Irby, Melissa Broder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just on Jenny Han.
Just goes Maureen on
Gu,
and on.
Amy Spalding, Nicole. I mean, it's just endless.
Yeah.
So yeah. We've got, we, I feel like we represent, our entire podcast is a book gift guide.
Totally. We're going to take a short break.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So this next category, Kate.
Yes, Dory.
We just titled Woo.
We did, and we don't mean that in a demeaning way.
No.
But this is for the person in your life who, like me, might enjoy a crystal or two.
Totally.
The first thing, Dory, you added to our list
Yes.
is the Wild Unknown Tarot Deck and Guidebook, which I actually have in my bedroom.
Yes, I love this deck. It's really pretty. It's all kind of hand-drawn. This is my favorite deck.
Now, were you gifted this
deck? I was gifted this deck. Yeah, so you're supposed to gift someone a deck. So this is a good gift to give to someone.
Amazon gifted me my deck.
Oh,
I bought it
nice
for myself. But maybe someone will gift me a deck. I also added the Marcella Kroll Nature Nurture Oracle, which you can get on in their Etsy shop. And I love that one for like a daily card pull.
Totally.
Then I added my glacé crystal water bottle. Mm-hmm. Now, Dory, we haven't told listeners about my obsession with my crystal water bottle.
No, I mean, I have one too.
That's true. Glacé was very generously sent us crystal yes. water bottles. And if you have, they're a little on the pricier side.
They are.
But if you have somebody who is into crystals and wants to drink out of a glass water bottle with a crystal inside,
it's a very special gift.
It's a very unique, very special gift. Dory has one with, I believe, rose quartz.
Rose quartz.
And mine is amethyst, and it's a gorgeous water bottle. It's very clean. When I reached out to the company to get more information about, like, what is the purpose of the crystal inside the water, they suggested, you know, with every time you drink out of it, set an intention with your crystal. Yeah.
It's also, it's made, the water bottle itself is glass.
Yeah, so it's very nice. It's
very nice. Very substantial glass.
And I do know that Glacé is very focused on ethically obtained crystals, mm-hmm. which I think is really important to consider. And I don't know, they're just beautiful.
They are $80 to $100.
They are.
We should say.
We should say that this is, you know, this is a treat.
This is a treat, maybe for your friend who has everything. Get them a crystal water bottle.
Glacé also has a standing offer that if people tag them on social media, they get 10% off. And they just released a straw, like a metal straw with a crystal on it. That is, the price point's a little less than the water bottle.
All right.
So if you're into crystals and water,
go for it.
We got you covered.
Speaking of crystals, another thing on this list is something that I have gifted to someone, the Enchanted Crystal Subscription.
Cool.
So it has two varieties. One is $16 a month for the crystal of the month.
Okay.
And the other is $42 a month for the crystal variety box, where you get 4 to 6 crystals.
Oh, I love it.
So I gifted someone the crystal of the month for, I forget, 3 or 6 months, something like that. And they love it. It's really cute. So that's like a fun, I think that's another fun subscription to get for someone.
I love a subscription box.
Yeah.
They are the gifts that keep on giving, as
exactly.
you said. One thing I added to the list is something that my husband got me last year that I love, which are these little guide birds. And you get this kind of kit of these cute little bird statues, and each color represents a different thing. So like green is gratitude, the light blue is love. And every day comes with this little like leaf plate.
Mm-hmm.
And you wake up and you just like kind of pick whichever bird you're drawn to, set it on the leaf plate, and it kind of like guides your day.
That sounds lovely.
I know, I loved it. And I was very appreciative that my husband, who knows my spiritual vibes, got that for me.
So our next category is kind of a big category.
It's broad.
It's broad, but yeah, I should say broad, not big. It is home.
It's an umbrella category,
just sort of,
if you
generally
will.
Home. And, you know, I think these are gifts that are appropriate for many different people, many different types of people in your life.
Talk to me about the first one you put on here, Tori.
Okay. This was actually a suggestion from someone in the Facebook group. It is a selfie toaster. So this is a fun gift to get for someone. It's from this website called burntimpressions.com.
I love it.
You send them a photo, and they make a toaster out of it so that every piece of toast comes out with like an image of that photo.
That's hilarious.
It's hilarious. They also make ones with like Jesus and like other luminaries, Darth Vader.
Oh yeah, you know, Jesus and Darth.
But I love that you can get like someone's face on this. So this would be a funny gift.
That's,
I think,
a fun joke gift that is kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. And also like toast, like you need a toaster if you like bread.
Yeah, love, you know, a toaster.
Love a toaster. So that was my first home suggestion. And then, you know, I also felt like I had to put a bidet on here.
This podcast wouldn't be complete without a bidet mention.
Exactly. So the one that I got is the Lux Bidet Neo 320. It's $57.95 on Amazon. They also have a cheaper version that has just cold water. This one has cold and warm water.
Ooh, I'd like a warm.
Yeah. So this is a fun, I think this would be a fun gift to like get for your parents.
Like, just want to drop a hint, guys. Your butts need to be cleaned.
Your butts are dirty.
Dori, we have a couple candle suggestions.
I love a candle suggestion.
So I did a candle high and a candle low.
And I did a candle semi high medium.
Perfect. So my candle, if you want to spend a ton of money on a candle for somebody, I love the Byredo Bibliotech candle. It smells incredible.
What does it smell like?
Like a bibliotech.
Okay.
No, it just has, it's like one of those kind of spicy unisex, like leather wood, but just very calm and clean and lovely. It is $1 trillion. It's $85. I mean,
that's a lot.
85 trillion. And I will say, I'm, for my low, I come back to Cozy Nights.
Cozy Nights.
You get it at Target. The big one is $15,
mm-hmm.
and it's my favorite candle. Now, you don't have to, like, nobody's going to know the difference.
Totally.
I mean, maybe somebody who works for Byredo will know.
No, Cozy Night smells great. Another suggestion I had was the Milk and Honey essential oil candles. You know, they do advertise on the show, but we love their candles.
I have two in my house right now.
And they come in a bunch of different varieties. And you can still use the code Forever25 for 25% off your order.
Worth it. And they're beautiful, too.
They're beautiful.
Just the presentation is really gorgeous.
Yeah, they come in this beautiful holder with like a gold top,
which I use as coasters.
Yeah, why not?
They're over there is coasters.
Yeah, they're really nice. Yeah. So those are $60, but if you know, you can use our code, get a little bit off.
I don't know, use that code.
Yeah.
Here's another thing that is a sponsor product that I love. So the Citizenry, who advertises on our show, has this beautiful brass wall hanging mm-hmm. that is, we're currently in my home, and it's to the left of Dory. Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah, it's very pretty.
It's called the San Cristobal Brass Wall Hanging. It's $135. So again, for, you know, if you're splurging on somebody, but they have a code. It's citizenrypodcast.com/forever35. And the code for them is forever35. And you get $50 off your order of $200 or more. So you could purchase a couple things.
Yeah.
But this wall hanging, like if you don't get it as a gift for somebody, you should ask for it.
It's really lovely.
I love it.
Yeah. So another thing that I think would be a good gift for someone is a weighted blanket.
I want one. Not to make it all about me again, but I do want a weighted blanket.
And this one that I chose has been recommended by a bunch of different places. It comes in a number of different sizes and weights because I believe you're supposed to get one that is about 10% of your body weight.
Yes. And I think also kids use them too. Yeah. It can, it's a good
They're very
for
calming.
Anybody.
This one starts at about $69, and I think the biggest, heaviest one is like $225 or something. So it kind of depends exactly what size you get, but I think that's a great gift for someone.
We also have the Philips Wake Up Light on here, which I've talked about because I'm now a user of this product. The one I've listed is the one that clocks in around $50. They mm-hmm. make more expensive versions, but I did not get the more expensive version. But it's a great, it's just like a great little home good product. It's such a soothing way to wake up in the morning. Highly recommend.
I love that. And then I also wanted to recommend the Hygge Box.
You said that, I think, correct.
Well, I Googled, how do you pronounce it? That's Hygge. That is how you say it, supposedly. This is a fun little subscription box that is $28 a month plus shipping, and it comes with all sorts of cozy items.
Because Hygge means coziness, right?
Yeah. So I think especially if you live somewhere that's chilly, this could be a fun gift to get for someone. Like a few months of coziness.
Plus like maybe a Maisie Dobbs thrown in there for a cozy mystery while you're getting cozy.
And then the last thing we have on here is a book called Leaf Supply, A Guide to Keeping Happy Houseplants.
I could use this.
Kate, once again.
Sorry. Again. This is a very narcissistic episode. I have made this all about me, but I kill plants.
Well, maybe I will get this for you. It came out in April. It's a really pretty book and has some great tips in it. So I think this could be a good gift for someone who might have trouble keeping plants alive. Just saying.
I take the hint. All right, Dory, let's get into this pet zone.
Let's do it.
Because this is your specialty.
Oh, yes. So the first thing on here is something that I have bought for Beauregard, the dog. It is a Nina Ottesen dog puzzle.
The best. I also got my dog a dog puzzle. And watching her do it is such entertainment.
It's really great. Like, it works their little brains and they get food rewards. And this one is about $18 and you can get it on Amazon. The next thing that I think is a great gift for any dog is a dog DNA test. There is, we use Wisdom Panel for Beau. It's now in version 3.0. I think we use 2.0.
Okay.
It's about $80. Again, you can get it on Amazon, and it's supposed to tell you what your dog's genetic ancestry is. Now, it told us that Beau was a mix of like 8 very different breeds.
Yeah, my dogs came back very strange.
So, you know, but it's possible. Like, we don't know where he came
from.
No,
it's also fun.
Totally. And then this next gift is, it can be for dogs and cats. An equal opportunity gift.
Okay.
It is the Pet Cube Bites HD Pet Camera and Treat Dispenser. I feel like these were the things that you always saw in like the Sky Mall magazines.
Or like the Sharper Image.
Exactly. It's one of those things where you can talk to your pet during the day.
You want this, don't you?
You're basically FaceTiming with your pet.
Okay.
Well, I do, except I feel like Beau would be annoyed that I woke him up. He'd be like, I don't need to talk to you. I was sleeping. And then it can dispense treats.
Like if you're like, here's a treat. It's like, and then a treat comes out.
Yeah, and a treat comes out.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So I think this could be really fun, especially, you know, if your dog is, or your cat is not like Beau and doesn't sleep all day and seems maybe lonely. I don't know.
Moving on to the cat toys.
Yes. I'm glad you put some on here, Kate.
I did, but it's like, these are pretty lame. I will say these are two things that my cat loved. The challenging thing with cats and maybe all animals is I would go out and I'd buy her this like $60 scratcher and then she wouldn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
She'd just be like, I don't need this.
Well, that's like Beau. We buy him all these toys and he prefers to like chew on one of Matt's socks.
Right. And it's just like, you know what? Why do I sacrifice for you, animal? But the two things that my cat did love, there's one, an incline scratcher. It's a very simple cat scratcher. It comes with a little packet of catnip. So you put it on the scratcher and they'll lose their minds. But also the scratcher's at an incline. And for some reason, my cat really loved that. So I've included that here. And then also I found my cat loved a cat wand toy.
Oh yeah.
Which is like a fishing pole with like a, you know, a feather at the end.
To chase after.
Yeah. And you just torment them and make them like run around after a feather.
Of course a cat would love that.
Yeah. It's smart. It thinks it's hunting its food like a dog who needs a treat dispensed. And so we would play with that all the time. And that's fun. I feel like for owners and cats.
Totally.
You're playing together. I love laughing at a cat chasing a feather. So there you go. I did my best. Another thing I do like that I didn't add on here because it's a little tricky to find is fresh catnip or cat grass. You can sometimes find at local pet retailers.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So our next category is kids.
Let's do this.
All right.
Your first selection was Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the book box set, which is the best.
It seems amazing. I think I'm going to get it for my niece next year.
It's a little,
I think she's a little young for it now, but I think next year it'll be perfect for her.
I have a bunch of book suggestions that my kids love. The first are the Little People Big Dreams book. And these are these really kid friendly biographies of some prolific women like Rosa Parks, Frida Kahlo, Marie Curie, Amelia Earhart. There's Coco Chanel, Maya Angelou, Harriet Tubman. They're great. The illustrations are really cool. And they help your kids really learn about these powerful historical figures. We love reading them. And I also get a lot out of it. It's really, really satisfying.
Cool.
And then another book, it's not necessarily a series, but they're all by the same author, but Ada Twist, Scientist, Iggy Peck, Architect, and Rosie Revere, Engineer. I'm guessing parents who are listening might have these books. They're pretty popular. But there are these great stories about these kids who just have big visions and follow through on the things they love, even when people in their life doubt them. Like little problem solvers. They're very cool books.
What a great message.
I'm trying, Dory.
I could use that.
Trying to get through to my kids.
I was intrigued by this next one you put on here because I have looked into this as a gift. And I'm wondering if you have ever given it as a gift.
Oh, I gave it to my kids last year for Christmas.
Okay.
These are Kiwi crates. And they are essentially a kid subscription box. But they get three different little art or science-y projects in each box.
Also, they have them for different ages.
They do. So, for example, I have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. They're each at different box levels. And we love them. They love them.
Oh, okay.
Yes. The only thing I will say, parents, is that you do need to kind of sit with them and help manage the process. Whether you're helping or just kind of reading the text or monitoring, it does involve you, which sometimes I don't always have time for. My kids are like, let's do our boxes. Like, and it requires like painting an apron. And I'm just like,
right.
But no, we really like them. And they're great. You can either, you know, like do them immediately when you get them or like save them for a rainy day. And it's just a really fun hands-on activity where they make really cool things and learn. They're great.
And they are, if you do 1 month, it's $24.95. And then the price kind of goes down if you buy them for longer. So it's $60 for 3 months, $110 for 6 months, and $205 if you get the 12-month subscription.
I'd recommend just like trying out the three and seeing if you use them and then go from there.
So this next one is something that has been a big hit in my extended family.
Ditto.
The Magnetiles.
The best.
I feel like every kid loves these.
They are just magnetic, plasticky block building things, and my kids build with them all day long.
Yeah.
All freaking day.
Yeah, my long. And you know, your kids are 5 and 7. My nephew is 3 and he loves them.
They're nice because they're magnetic. They stick together. My kids used to get very frustrated with blocks because they would knock down. These things really hold. They're great. I love them.
So Magnetiles.
And finally is something I'm going to get for my kids this year.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I haven't used this yet, but
hope
just
they're
know,
not listening.
Turn off the podcast, girls. It's called Q&A A Day for Kids, a 3-year journal. And basically every day has a question that you ask your kids. You write down the answer and you go on to the next day. And then the following year, you come back to the same question.
Oh, cool.
So you get to see their answers change or not change. And it's just a fun, I think it's just a fun kind of way to check in every day. It seemed like a fun activity to do with them. Hopefully we will stick with it, but I'm definitely going to get it for them.
That is so great. So we're going to take a quick break before we get to our next category, which is partners.
Ooh. Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Okay, so as promised,
partners.
And, you know, we are both partnered with men, but I think many of these suggestions are gender neutral.
Yes.
Whoever you may be partnered with.
Whoever it is.
So, Kate, I love that you plan a year of monthly date nights.
I'm going to do it again this year.
I feel like if my husband really understood my love language, he would also do this.
Do you want me to write him an email?
Yes.
Okay. I'll let him know. This took me a long... I mean, I've been with my husband for like 15 years. And only last year was I like, oh, this is a thing. This speaks to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I did this last year where I planned a month of dates. We didn't execute every single one just due to like work and travel. So I'm going to try again this year, plan new dates. But we made some cool memories.
That's so fun.
And had some new fun times together.
What are some of the other things that speak to Anthony?
Okay, so one thing I put down is something I've given Anthony before. We do drink alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't, so this is not applicable for everybody. But I got him the wine down box, which comes with a wine charcuterie cheese pairing.
Cool.
So what we've done is we kind of make that into a little date night at home. We'll have a glass of wine. We'll eat the snack. We'll watch a movie. And, you know, it kind of becomes a whole thing.
I like that.
But I also put down the Murray's Cheese Club of the Month because I might get this for him, too. So not alcohol related. Murray's Cheese is a great cheese shop in New York City. Their cheese is so good.
So good.
And I freaking love cheese.
Oh, so this is a present for you.
Everything is about me, as we've established on this episode. And then another thing that actually Anthony got me this year for our wedding anniversary is a custom star map. And I thought it was such a beautiful gift that I wanted to include it. There are lots of different websites that actually do this in my research, but you can enter in the location and day that you met or were together or your anniversary or what have you, the day somebody was born. And you'll get a print of the way the stars looked that day.
Aww.
It was really special.
That's so nice.
I cried.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was very thoughtful that he figured that one out. So I thought I would include it if anybody likes that.
Well, I had a few non-experience things because my husband likes physical gifts.
He likes items.
So one of the things that I thought would be great for people is a nice cozy robe and slippers.
Yes.
And Parachute makes a really nice classic bathrobe that is nice and fluffy and warm.
A terry cloth or a fleece?
It's a terry cloth, but it's like a velour terry cloth. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. They also have nice slippers. However, their slippers do not run past size like men's 11.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just something to be aware of. But they also have nice slippers. And then another thing that I think is a great gift is the Zojirushi travel mug.
Tell me about this.
This is an amazing travel mug. I have it. It keeps your warm beverages warm for like a day. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's Japanese. If you go on any like Wire Cutter or any of those websites and you search for like best travel mug, they all recommend this one. And I really like it. So I think, you know, especially if you have someone who like takes the subway or commutes by car and needs their coffee, this is a really good thing to have.
You also included Baxter of California, which I've never heard of.
So Baxter of California is a nice kind of like boutique-y hair, body, skincare line that is targeted to men. I mean, I think anyone could use them, but it does seem to be targeted to men.
And something your husband likes.
And yes, he used to get his hair cut. There is a Baxter like barber shop here in Los Angeles, and he used to get his hair cut there. He doesn't anymore, but he still uses Baxter personal care items. And they have this nice travel essentials set that I believe it's around $50, and it comes with a bunch of their like greatest hits, like their shampoo, their body wash, some, you know, face stuff, and in little travel size
cute
containers. Yeah. So I really like that. And if you have a partner who's into that stuff, this is a nice way to kind of get to that.
Here's my suggestion for anybody in your life. A Costco membership.
Also the gift that keeps on giving.
Forever. You will thank me later. Just putting that out there.
Kate, I respect that.
I did try to ask to see if I could get it for you, but you already have a membership.
So. I do. Yeah. And then there were a couple things from Everlane that I thought would make really nice gifts.
Cashmere sweater. Always good for anybody.
Yes. So Everlane makes a heavyweight cashmere hoodie.
I want it.
That is really nice looking. I like that it's heavyweight. I don't like a thin cashmere.
Oh, see, I do actually for me. Again, this is about me.
So that could be a nice gift. It's $160, which for cashmere is not that expensive.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It comes in a bunch of different colors. Another thing that I like from Everlane is the Modern Snap backpack.
Yes.
It's a really nice kind of sophisticated backpack. If your partner has been toting around that same bag, you know, since college or something.
That messenger bag.
Exactly.
With the weird stains on it.
And this is $80. And then they also have a fleece that I kind of want. It's a fleece jacket and it's called the Everlane Renew Fleece Zip, and it's made from recycled water bottles.
Cool.
Yeah. I think it's $80.
I can list that in my hint email to your husband.
Thank you.
I included something that my husband's obsessed with that I am hoping he gets for me.
Oh, okay.
Which are On Cloud sneakers.
I never heard of these.
I had neither. One day he came, like a Zappos box arrived, and he was like, yeah, these are the best sneakers in the world. Everybody wears them. They're the most comfortable. And I'm like, all right. And then Yes, they are apparently these literally cloud shoes that are incredibly comfortable. He loves them. I think he must have picked this up from working in production where people are always on their
interesting.
Feet.
Interesting. Okay.
But look, apparently these are the most comfortable sneakers. They're kind of cool looking for a casual sneaker. They come in all sorts of colors. And I'll have you know, like two nights ago when I put my husband's on, even though they're too big, and just kind of walked around, they felt great.
Apparently they are the most popular, one of the most popular shoes in Switzerland.
Once I started noticing Anthony wearing them, I started seeing them everywhere.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
So recommend.
Our last gift that I think is great for any partner is a waterproof Bluetooth speaker.
Oh, yes. My husband was listening to a podcast at full volume on his waterproof speaker in the shower today.
I think a shower speaker is just like a really great gift. I don't have one. And I think this needs to go on my hint email.
And you can just lug the Bluetooth speaker anywhere you want around your house. It's kind of great.
Totally. And the one we've chosen is $50.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. So
let's talk teachers.
Let's talk about teachers.
I have found, having done teacher gifts now for a few years, that it is just, I just go gift card, gift card, gift card.
Okay.
That's my route.
And where do you generally get the gift cards to?
I tend to do Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes a room parent might organize, you know, like an informative blurb about your teacher and you learn what they love. But I feel like, you know what? Starbucks is kind of universal at this
totally.
Point. So, but I did include an Erin Condren teacher planner. This might be a weird gift, but every teacher, like friend of mine who is a teacher, lives for these teacher planners by Erin Condren specifically.
Okay.
So I thought that might be kind of cool.
You could actually combine those two and get them a gift card to Erin Condren.
Oh, that's a great idea. Maybe I'll do that for our teachers this year. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Because then they can get whatever they want. I also just had a little gift set on here. It's the Burt's Bees hand repair gift set. I feel like teachers' hands are always dry.
Yeah.
And this is like a nice little thing. And it's like $13 on Amazon.
I actually might do that.
And it looks really cute.
It looks cute.
Yeah.
What about our parents and grandparents?
Okay. So this first thing, I definitely feel like I want to talk to my siblings about getting for my
parents.
It's
a classic parent gift.
Yeah. It is a digital photo frame, but you can update it remotely.
Oh, so y'all could be adding
exactly.
the pictures.
So there's an app that you get. It's the NixPlay digital photo frame. You all get an app, and then you can just upload the pictures to the app and they show up on your parents'.
That's really great.
Digital photo frame.
I love
how
that.
Cool is that?
That's really cool. So they aren't the ones having to like
exactly.
figure it out.
Exactly. And then they'll look up and they'll be like, oh, there's a new picture.
I love it.
So I think that is a really cool gift. It's $150 on Amazon, the NixPlay digital photo frame. And then the other thing that we think will actually be a great gift for anyone's parents or grandparents is a Storyworth.
Yeah, I think I might do this.
It's $79, but you can go to storyworth.com/forever35 and you get $20 off. Done.
Get ready, Dad.
Yeah. And then this last category is really fun. And in fact, it is titled Fun Friend Gifts.
Gotta get a fun friend gift.
So a lot of these gifts that we've already talked about are things that you can get friends, obviously.
Totally.
But these we chose because of their like special connection to friendship.
I love Emily McDowell for any gift.
Oh, yeah.
Her stuff is just fun. It's heartfelt. It's both humorous and heartfelt. Repeating myself, but I especially love her fantasy stone pins, which are really, they're just like, they're cheeky, but they're also very sentimental. And I think
what is on them?
Like they're made up little crystals with intentions.
Oh, cute.
But for like specific things that you might be going through in your life.
And they're only $12.
Yeah.
What a great little gift.
The price points are great. And also on right now on emilymcdowell.com, they have like gift guides, so they really make it easy for you to find something for someone. So just endorse. Also, Emily's cool.
Totally. I mean she was on last week.
Yeah, she's just rad. The other thing I added is something somebody got for me last year in a gift exchange, which are called woman cards. And it's a deck of cards that looks really kind of sleek and beautiful, like art deco, but it's all cool women inside.
Oh, that's awesome.
On the deck.
It's so it's just, like playing cards.
They're playing cards. Yeah. You could actually use them. I have them sitting right over there in case we want to play a game of something. I don't know any card games.
Go fish?
Yeah. That's about the best I could do. But, you know, just a fun feminist gift for
Cute.
Somebody in your life.
So this next one, I feel like was like a hot gift a few years ago, but I think is still so fun.
Yeah, I love it.
It's the Fujifilm Instax Mini 9 Instant Camera. It's $57 on Amazon. I think it's better than a Polaroid.
Wow.
Yeah. Fighting I'm just going to say that. It's a really fun thing to like bring to parties.
They're fun.
They're really fun. So that's, I think, a good gift. Another gift that I really like are giving people like monogram pouches.
Love that.
Madewell makes a nice one, but Kiana makes a really nice one. They have a little one called the Tech Case that is more the size of like a little makeup bag.
Okay.
It's $65. It's leather, and it's another $15 for the monogram. But I think it's like a really nice gift, and people I've found really appreciate the like personal touch of the monogram.
I mean, look, this is not on our list, but a monogrammed LL Bean tote.
You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
It gets me every time.
Totally. So this next thing that I put on here.
Go on, Dory.
It's just a really fun gift. It is a boob bath mat from our friends at Bando.com, which is a really fun site
it
that we love.
It is a very fun site.
It is this, it's like a lavender lilac bath mat with some boobs drawn on it.
Great.
Like abstracty boobs.
I love boobs.
And it's $60. And I think, you know, makes a great gift for anyone with or without boobs.
Anyone can appreciate mm-hmm. a breast. I found something that I thought looked really cool that I wanted to share. And it's a gift pack called A Year of Gratitude.
Cool.
It's from Uncommon Goods. And it includes a journal for gratitude journaling and 52 cards so you can write like gratitude thank you cards.
Oh, that's
for
so cool.
One each week. Yeah, it felt like it completely hit on something that we've talked about on this show. It was like they were listening.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure they made it before we even mentioned
it. Yeah, they probably did.
I thought that was so cool. It was just such like a perfect encapsulation of
I love that.
Gratitude practice.
Well, that brings us to the end of our gift guide. If you guys get stuff from the gift guide, let us know how it's received.
Please do. Yeah. Especially if you get that boob mat. I will say one thing that we also didn't include because I think this is a personal choice, but I love a donation.
Yeah.
As a gift.
Totally.
To any organization that speaks to you or might speak to the person that you're giving to.
Can I recommend a website that I heard about from the Good Place creator, Michael Shore, on the Good Place podcast?
Dory, why not?
He recommended the website givewell.org.
Cool.
Which kind of evaluates charities and kind of organizations for how like effective they are at distributing the money that they get. So if you want to kind of check out any of the places that you're considering donating to, it's a good place to see if they're like effective.
That's great.
Yeah. So givewell.org is a good place to go. I like making donations at, you know, I think they're a nice holiday.
Yes.
Thing, but yeah, I don't think we're not going to recommend specific places.
No, that's up. That's your journey.
That is up to you.
Yes. Anyway, thank you all so much for
thank
listening.
Thank you.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays. So, Kate.
Yes.
How did Kate and Anthony's Thanksgiving vacation go? I was trying to do like a National Lampoon thing, but it didn't really work.
Nope, it worked. I got it. You know what? It was really nice. I don't want to give the illusion that I successfully unplugged from my phone or from social media.
Okay.
I did not.
That's okay.
But I put the focus on hanging out with my kids and my husband and reading books. And I read 2.5 books.
What did you read?
Okay, I read, I reread one of my favorite books, The Hating Game by Sally Thorne.
Okay.
Then I read her new book, 99% Mine.
Ooh.
Which isn't out yet. I was able to get a sneak peek.
Oh my God, Sally brag.
Yeah, it is a brag. Sally Thorne is a really wonderful contemporary romance novelist. I love her books. Her second book was fantastic. And then I started in.
Is it out? Can I ask?
I believe January.
Okay.
We'll link them up. But if you haven't read The Hating Game, it is just a delight.
Oh,
and
know.
Her new book follows in those footsteps of sexy fun.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Swoons. And then I started in the fourth and final Elena Ferrante Neapolitan novel. I said that wrong.
Neapolitan.
Mm-hmm. I am a quarter Italian, but not in my mouth.
Have you been watching the...
I haven't started yet because of said vacation.
Okay,
tonight,
yes.
Tonight,
it's happening.
Oh, I am so freaking pumped. So okay. I'm about halfway through the last book. I saved it.
Nice.
I like held off and saved it. So we read, I snorkeled. We had so much fun with our kids. We like went horseback riding as a family.
Aww.
My kids are now old enough where we can kind of do things where I'm less worried about somebody like either like wandering away or injuring themselves.
Right.
So we really had quality time, which is what I really had intended. So
that's so nice.
It was really special. I feel really fortunate that we were able to get that time together.
So I would say you fulfilled your intention.
Finally, after a year
of doing this podcast,
I got one out. I've done a couple.
You've done a few.
Now, you had set off to also enjoy time with your family.
I did. And I did. I went to Austin, Texas, which is where my sister lives. She and her family just moved, so they were in a new house, but they had unpacked quite a bit. And
I would expect nothing less from Karen Vladek.
Yeah, so it was really nice to like stay in their guest house and to get to spend time with their two little girls, one of whom is almost three and the other one is 5 months old. They're just both delightful. And I think it was like really nice for Matt to spend time around some little children. And yeah, we just all like hung out.
We relaxed.
Matt cooked like the entire Thanksgiving meal.
And he's an excellent chef.
He's an excellent chef, I gotta say.
Yeah. What did he make, a turkey?
He did make a turkey.
Mm.
It was very good.
And it was just the four adults?
It was just the four adults.
What a nice, intimate Thanksgiving.
It was really nice.
You left feeling rejuvenated?
I left feeling like calmed.
I would say you fulfilled your intention.
I think I did.
I'm really happy for you that you had that time with your sister.
Thank you. I am happy too. And it was a little bit of a last minute thing that we ended up going. And I'm really glad that we did.
And you got to, would you say when you spend time with your nieces, you're like seeing what it feels like to parent?
A little bit.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, totally. Also, my sister gave me a ton of hand-me-downs.
Yes, the best part.
Yeah. So I spent some time dealing with those and
Digging through some goodies. Nice work.
What's your intention this week?
Well, I'm going to try to get my holiday shopping as done as I can.
I hope you're more successful at that than I was.
I mean, you heard my giant moan there at the beginning. Like, I tend to be somebody who on like December 21st, my family celebrates Christmas. I tend to be a last minute person. And then I'm wrapping until 2 a.m. I don't even get that much stuff. It's just the last minuteness of it all that makes it feel overwhelming. So I would really like to get it all done now so that I can take the next 5 weeks and just kind of like go at a slower pace.
Great.
This is going to be a hard intention for me to fulfill, but you know what? I'm going to try. And if I fail, I know I will be met with love.
There you go.
Thank you. Now, what is yours?
My intention is to start cooking again.
So I've seen your new kitchen.
Yeah, which I'm going to talk about more on next week's podcast. But yeah, we got some of our kitchen kind of redone in part because it was like about to literally collapse. So it's a little more conducive to cooking now. And I just got a meal kit delivered.
Like literally.
I'm getting back. I feel like I'm trying to like get back into the swing of things.
Well, you had a really big detour, I think, with your fall of vomit.
Indeed.
The autumnal barfing that went on. You had months and months of just feeling so sick.
Yeah. And it's just nice to feel normal again and be able to like get back to my normal activities.
Yes. And what a soothing routine cooking can be.
Yeah. And baking.
Ooh. And you've been baking banana bread like a machine.
Because
I've been over here a couple times at your home and eaten it.
I mean, banana bread is so delicious.
It is so good.
Well, on that note,
before we depart, can we each say our favorite banana bread recipe? Because I have one I really like and you have a Your like stalwart.
Yeah. My favorite is Martha Stewart's recipe. I think it's just called like the best banana bread recipe. You know, she got to get that SEO. Fair. We will link to it. She uses sour cream in it.
Oh, that's right. That's her secret ingredient, yeah. Which I think makes it very moist.
Yeah, I think it makes it very moist, and it's kind of like a nice, fluffy banana bread. I really like it.
I use the Smitten Kitchen jacked up banana bread recipe. It's my standard now after about a year.
Okay.
And you has like an option to put bourbon in it, like a tablespoon of bourbon.
Okay.
But it's very tasty and it's very easy. It's like a one bowl recipe, which for me, a person with minimal skills, is very helpful.
Well, I'm going to look up that recipe.
Well, I can vouch for yours because I've eaten it many times. Yes, now that I'm here with you. Well, wow, we're really getting our size out there.
We are.
Friends, if you want to call us, we have a voicemail at 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
You can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/forever35podcast. There's also a ton of spinoffs that you can see in the About section.
And you need to know the password, which is serums.
Indeed.
And if you enjoy the show, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Tell a friend. And if you really like us, mention us on the social media outlet of your choosing.
And another reminder that everything we mention is always on our website, forever35podcast.com. And you can follow us on Instagram at forever35podcast and on Twitter at forever35pod.
And please don't forget that Forever 35 is hosted and produced by Dori Shafrir and Kate Spencer and produced and edited by Sammy Junio. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.